Christopher Nixon Optometrists on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
Having just finished the January exam season, you might be starting to wonder what it's all for. What is it you want to study next? Where is it all taking you? So I've come along to Christopher Nixon's optometrist in Starbeck to find out more about a career in optometry from the man himself, Chris Nixon. Hi, Chris.
Hello.
How did you come to be here then? What was your path into optometry?
Reflecting back, Ben, I was at school, I was already wearing glasses, and I was forever breaking them. You know, you'd go and play sports, you'd always break the side of the glasses. I was always at the opticians, and I became fascinated how I'd sit there every 6 months, and the optician would basically just chat to me, come up with a new prescription. I'd have a new pair of glasses, which I could see even better than the ones before. And it sort of intrigued me. Yeah, I can make a career out of this, I thought. And here I am a few years later. Yeah, I still enjoy it. That's the main thing in your career. I'm still loving it now, 35. Well, let's not discuss how many years later, but it's certainly a good number of years later, I'm still enjoying it.
Well, that's very important. So what did you study then to get here? What did you study at uni?
Okay, well, you usually need a smattering of A-levels and usually pretty good grades. In my day, they were pretty fixed on it had to be maths, physics, chemistry, biology. So three out of those four. But nowadays, they're a little bit more flexible with the A-levels you need. Certainly helps to, say, have one or maybe two science subjects. Off you go to university, you do your university degree over 3 years.
Specifically in optometry?
In optometry. And there's various places in the country you can do that. Well spread out, I think there's about 7 or 8 centres throughout the country where you can study optometry. You then decide after that 3-year university course where you're going to study for your professional qualifications. And that's either within a practice such as this, or you can do what we call hospital optometry, where you work in a specialised hospital eye department, and you study there to pass your professional exams, hopefully within 12 months.
Right.
And then you're on your way.
Then you're well on your way. Obviously, optometry is quite a broad term. I mean, there's so many parts to the eye, so many different eye conditions people can have. Do you study broadly in optometry, or do you go into very specific parts?
Obviously, you start off broadly, but then you may find when you embarked on your career that there's certain parts of optometry that interest you a great deal, and you may develop your skills further in that part of optometry. For myself, it's contact lenses. I've got another additional qualification to my optometry degree, indicating that I have more experience in the contact lens field than most.
You're always learning then, always. On your courses and...
Always. It's not a week goes past where you didn't think, I could interpret, I could do that a little bit better than I did before.
Mm-hmm.
And that's life, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, whatever we do in life, if we should always challenge ourselves and always think, can we improve?
So what to you are the best parts of the job then? What's kept you in optometry so long?
It's the people, the patients. Mm-hmm. I think you've just been present, Ben. Margaret was just here. I think she was pretty happy, wasn't she?
She seemed very happy, yeah.
You enjoyed meeting her as well, because you were chatting a lot to her. You know, she was sent along to me, was Margaret, with a bit of a puzzle. She was very short-sighted in one eye, and it was making her feel imbalanced all the time. And spectacles for that sort of situation are not the answer. So we fitted her with a contact lens for one eye. And she's a lot happier, as you've just found out.
Well, she seems it. She said she was off travelling.
St. Lucia's, as she boasted to us, didn't she?
Oh, I know, I'm very envious, and she'll be able to see it all perfectly.
Yeah, absolutely. When you first meet a patient and they sat down in a chair, you open up a dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
And the key thing, what you want to know, is why they sat in your chair today and what's the problem that you can help them with. So you have to dig deep and try and solve the mystery. And I always tend to think it is a bit of a puzzle, and my job is to come up with the answer.
So if you like problem solving and puzzle solving...
Optometry is definitely the career for you. So it's the people that make the job, isn't it? I work with some great colleagues here. And we're in a pretty nice part of the world. So it all fits together very nicely for me. We get inundated with people who'd like to come for a bit of work experience. If you want to come for work experience, please let me know. And especially the 15-year-olds, let me know at least a year in advance, because it's always, the work experience is always booked out well ahead.
Perfect. Well, there we go. Hopefully we've inspired the next generation of budding optometrists here.
If you're in need of an optometrist, or if you'd like to talk about a career in optometry, you can find Christopher Nixon in Starbeck or visit the website at christophernixon.co.uk.
Christopher Nixon Optometrists on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.